Kenora, the U-13 Kenora Cobras played an exciting series, pushing the Kamsack Flyers to a third and deciding game, but in the end the Flyers won the series 2-1, and the D-side championship in the Major Hockey League. The two teams split a pair of regular season games, which suggested fans were in for a highly competitive playoff series, according to Cobras coach Jeff Schurch. In Game 1 at Kamsack on March 22, the Cobras jumped out to a 4-2 lead in the second period, but the Flyers came roaring back with 6 unanswered goals to claim an 8-4 win and a 1-0 lead in the best-of-three series. "I felt we played all right," said Jeff Schurch, "but we gave too much time and space to some of their better players, which ultimately led to our loss in the game." The series then shifted to the Kenora Civic Center for Game 2, and Game 3 if necessary. In Game 2 on March 24, the second period proved to be pivotal. The Flyers opened the period with 3 straight goals to take a 4-2 lead and looked like they might be on their way to victory. But Schurch said he was happy with how the Cobras responded, outscoring the Flyers 9-1 the rest of the way to earn an 11-5 victory and a hard-earned 1-1 tie in the series. "We were very pleased with our game overall. I felt we played a high tempo and complete game for the full 60 minutes that showcased what we can do as a team. The keys to victory were a relentless forecheck, tons of shots and then driving the net hard looking for rebounds, winning puck battles, clean breakouts and being unselfish with the puck. There was little time to enjoy the Game 2 win for the Cobras, as the third and deciding game was played in Kenora the following evening. The first two periods were kind of a microcosm of the series to that point. Nothing was decided and the score was tied 4-4. But the Flyers saved their best for last, racking up 5 unanswered goals in the third period for a 9-4 victory and the right to take home the D-side banner. "We didn't play like Game 2," said Schurch. "We saw moments that we liked but were not able to maintain the level of intensity that we had the night prior, which led to the loss. It's never easy to end a season that way, but we tried to use it as a teaching moment that will hopefully help in the years to come." The Cobras finished out the regular season right in the middle of the pack in 10th place overall in the Major Hockey League standings. "Our first playoff opponent was the Indian Head White Chiefs," said Schurch. "Although I felt we played quite well in both games, we ended up coming up short on the scoreboard." The series loss to the Chiefs knocked the Cobras down to the D-side of the playoff bracket, where their first opponent was the Grenfell Spitfires. "We hadn't played Grenfell in the past and it turned out their team was an even match with our group, which created a back-and-forth, high-tempo series that was really fun to play," said Schurch. The Cobras lost Game 2 in Grenfell but won both games at home to take the best-of-three series that went right down to the final buzzer in a 5-4 win in Game 3. "Our kids really worked hard and showed some grit and resiliency, which pulled us through in the end." Schurch said he and the rest of the U-13 Cobras staff are proud of the players and the strides they made during the season. "We came a long way since the beginning of the year, both as individuals and as a team, regardless of what the scoreboard showed on any given day. Our room is filled with great young men and women that we really enjoyed coaching and helping on their hockey journey. All of the coaching staff wishes our players continued success in the years to come and can't wait to hit the ice again in the fall." Joining Schurch on the U-13 Cobras staff this year were Curtis Shukin and Brian Heschka, assistant coaches, and Genevieve Shukin, team manager. "Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.